KO4PXB Mobile.
PXB. Hey, this is Nick, KQ4QHV. You having a good morning so far?
I was working on a 1,500-piece puzzle, very relaxing, and now I'm going out to help a friend of mine do some yard work.
It's a beautiful day for some yard work. You guys are going to get some sunshine, and I think the weather's going to warm up a little bit, too. I've just been kind of relaxing this morning, not doing a whole lot. My beautiful bride and I are going to go out and do some shopping a little bit later at the Clemson's got a plant sale going on. So we're going to drive over to that plant sale and check it out, and then maybe head over to the Experimental Forest has a festival of some sort going on. We're going to go check that out, too.
Never heard of the Experimental Forest. Is that also in the Clemson area?
The forest that surrounds university, I think the individual zones are, Fance Grove, I think, is part of it. And then, Isaquina Trail, where all the guys like to ride mountain bikes up by Daniel High School, that's part of it. I think it's around, right here locally, probably around 2,400, maybe 3,000 acres or so.
That's pretty cool. I'll have to look it up and take my 4-year-old daughter out there at some point in time.
Today, out at the Botanical Gardens is where they're doing that plant sale. And that's a pretty good time. Got a lot of neat stuff going on there. You can buy house plants and ornamental plants, and they have some, vegetable plants and whatnot.
Yeah. I'll probably be a couple hours doing the yard maintenance here because we're going to be removing some plants probably and putting in the security system and for 7. So, and with a 4-year-old, probably about the 1 o'clock time frame, she'll be napping, so I don't dare take her out in public without having a nap.
I heard that. I don't blame you. I think the plant sale is going to be over by about noonish or so anyway, so no worries there, but they do one every year.
That's very cool, and if the frost ever will sit there and not be a danger, I'll definitely put my plants out. But, of course, that's typical for South Carolina. If you don't like the weather, wait a few minutes. It will change.
On that, sir, I've got a bunch of Carolina Reaper plants I'm waiting to put in the ground until we get our last frost. The Farmer's Almanac predicted April 10th this year for the last frost.
Yep, always wait a couple weeks after that. I know you know what a Cambrever Bridge is. But I'm looking at the post on the sides of the bridge right here that crosses over 85 and 14, and I'm literally looking at the signs that are on the cable system bouncing up and down where the poles are moving from the camber of the bridge, flexing, and because I've sat on that bridge off the side street, and I've felt it bounce when the truck's going by, but to see these lights move, the sign moving that's saying there's a red light at least 6 inches up and down, that's just kind of shows you how much the bridge is moving.
Bridges are supposed to move that much. I wonder, is it real windy up there?
The wind would not make it move up and down. Literally, they're moving up and down, not the side to side.
Wasn't that movement?
That's a good question, like I said, but I know that bridge, bounces when and you can feel the movement of the spans of the bridge when trucks are going over it, so it definitely bounces pretty good.
That bridge they used to have down in Charleston before they built that new one, did you ever drive over that bridge that had the great bottom you could see straight down?
I've definitely driven over that one. It's very interesting to see, and when I had a motorcycle, I always was very cautious going over that because of the grates would definitely throw the wheels around pretty quick.
No way in any life I would ever be able to drive a motorcycle over that bridge. I was had my driver's license about 3 years the first time I drove over that bridge, and that about did it for me.
My daughter hates high bridges like that because we went to Virginia, and they really have a high bridge, and even around the Charleston bridge, that's pretty high up, and also the 7 Mile Bridge, and that's another one that's definitely, she just kind of closed her eyes and put a blanket over her head.
Well, as long as she's not driving, I guess that's probably okay.
Yes, sir. If I'm in the car with my daughter, I am damn sure driving, because it's like, she's 27, because I got two 27-year-olds and a 4-year-old, but it's like, her.
For driving when I'm in the car as well. I caught your name. What's your name?
Lima, Oscar, Yankee, Delta.
That name is, my dad has that first name. I just think it's so cool. You don't meet a lot of people with that name.
That is truly correct. It's so popular, they named a radio and an insurance company after me.
An insurance company or not?
It's one of the high-dollar ones that are from the Lloyd's of London. They insure it, the people that can afford to insure their body parts and for whatever makes them famous.
I'm an engineer, and I started a business, and I almost named it Lloyd Global.
Yeah, that would definitely be an interesting name. What kind of company do you have now?
Mechanical design work.
Yeah, that's very cool. That's what my father-in-law, when he first started out, he was doing drafting and doing stuff like that. He pretty much put himself through college and earned the food by earned money by, you know, doing drafting and stuff like that. And so he pretty much, you know, was self-taught on that one, and he retired from Floor Daniel and started out when it was Daniel Construction.
Floor Daniel is definitely a very reputable company. That was a building up on Clemson. They have a building, one of the engineering buildings is named Floor Daniel, and I spent a ton of time in that building.
Do they have a Vader building like they do on Greenville on the Floor Daniel complex? And it's, everyone always knows what the Vader building is because it's all just one with the dark windows. And
isn't it? But they're not dark. I've never heard anybody refer to it as a Vader building or anything like that.
Yeah, the one in Greenville on the Floor Daniel complex, that's what they pretty much call the one that's on that complex. It has all the dark windows and different from all the other ones.
I think we're about to hit the road here. Looks like the events we're going to are over at noon and 1, and Clemson's having a spring football game today at 1, and we want to be out of town by the time that gets going.
I truly understand getting out of town before all the football traffic starts heading that way.
Southern Lloyd, and that's going to be a 73 for me. Hope you all have a great rest of your day.
Have a great day yourselves. It's KO4PXB.